In honor of this moment, I'm going to wear the sticker that a friend of mine made for me. You probably can't read it up in the seats, but it says, "I think I voted." We hope to have lots of these available for people in November, but maybe we won't need so many now that things are moving in the right direction. I just spent 2 days in a room full of people, many of whom don't like me very much, so it's really nice to be here with all of you. I appreciate that. I really want to thank you, EFF, for this honor. I am particularly honored to share this award with Dave Dill and Avi Rubin, two men whom I deeply admire and whom have greatly influenced the public's understanding of the need to address computerized voting risks. I want to share with all of you something that may sound familiar. So just listen to this. An extra bias routine could be added to the vote counting program that would have certain characteristics to make it undetectable by the official logic and accuracy test. This routine could be arranged so as not to go into effect until a larger number of ballots had been counted than were in the logic and accuracy test sample, or could be prevented from being operative during the test and be activated by a computer operator only for the official counts. It sounds like something that Dave Dill or Avi Rubin or David Jefferson or Rebecca Mercury or any number of computer scientists might have said in the past year or two. But it actually dates back to 1970, when computer experts working with civil rights leader Dr. James Farmer first sounded the alarm over computerized vote counting risks. When I first read this passage in a 1975 study by Roy Saltman, I had this sinking feeling. People have been warning about the potential to accidentally or deliberately alter election results through computer software for decades, ever since we started using software to count the punch card ballots in the 1960s. So this is not a new problem. It's an old problem that has not yet been solved. But I'm optimistic that we will solve it. And the reason is because we have the tools that we need to do so. We have the internet, we have the ability to share information, to connect with each other, and to make a public problem so apparent that it can no longer be ignored. The history of this country has been one long struggle for freedom. It continues today through the efforts being made by thousands of people across this country who are working to ensure we have voting systems which produce results that can be verified. And I'm really pleased to share this honor with all of them. Thank you.